Monday is indeed a special day. Our candidate, our leader, our flag bearer, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, will, as you all know, be filing his formal nomination to contest in the 2024 elections. We're hoping to have this done at 2 p.m. prompt, and I'm sure that the National Party Chairman, many other distinguished executives of our great party, and many key individuals, the Director for Elections, Chairman himself, and Tedun Ketia, definitely people from all walks of life will be present to support the filing of nomination forms for and on behalf of John Dramani Mahama, and of course his running mate, Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyema.
What would you say is the it's going to be focus of your campaign for the election?
Well, first and foremost, our candidate is actually focused on resetting Ghana, to reset the economy, reset education, reset infrastructure, reset health, and reset all the key social interventions. Above all, his main target will also be to reset in terms of fighting strongly against corruption, and reset so that all the proceeds of corruption will be investigated. He promises to run a very accountable and transparent government. And above all, you do know that currently one of the biggest challenges is unemployment. He has therefore introduced a game changer, which is the 24-hour economy. And we are hopeful that this will actually present hope for the many young people, nearly 14% of them, who have no jobs, no job opportunities, and actually no idea what the future holds for them.
Well, the ruling party can also say that they are focusing on reducing the high cost of living. How would your program be different from them?
Let me indicate that they've been in government for 7 years. If they had any idea how to reduce cost of living or hardships in terms of people who have gotten poor, I'm sure they'd have done so in 7 years. You do know that in 7 years, all that our opponents have succeeded in doing is a reckless borrowing, where Ghana's current debt stock is at 740 billion and counting. Thirdly, there is enormous corruption, grafts of a kind we've never seen before.
But when it comes to fighting corruption, Mr. Mahama was also president of Ghana, and it can be argued that he did not do a lot to fight corruption also.
James, let me state without any fear of contradiction that the record of Mr. Mahama and his attempts to fight corruption was a far better record than what we have today. The record of Mr. Mahama in terms of managing the economy was a far better record than what we have today. But the record of Mr. Mahama in actually building infrastructure, and it's why everybody describes him as a nation builder, is far better than what we have today.